I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
That's ESPN Sunday Countdown, by the way.
Oh, I got it.
ESPN is not sponsoring the podcast. Welcome to the podcast.
They could.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. King is selling ad space. He's at Jeromny. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. I'm about to make some new mods. Booble and WCP are about to be our Twitch mods because they helped us out today with some technical stuff. Sorry about last week. I don't know what happens with the Twitch stuff. Sometimes the video just doesn't work all of a sudden. So I would reach out to Twitch, but that sounds too much like work. By the way, we're streaming on Twitch. Twitch.tv/abrog87. Also, we're on the podcasting things and YouTube. If you search Sports Brewery on YouTube, and also we have a Discord, Sports Brewery on Discord. Debo started it. He's cool. Booble's already saying thanks, Obama.
No, I definitely.
This is mostly an Al Gore thing, I think. This goes up to the top, which is Al Gore. If we're talking about the internet, so I blame Al Gore. But again, appreciate the help, Booble, big time. Movie this week on Sunday, if you want to watch it and then hear us talk about it, is Hobo with a Shotgun. It's Ski's movie. It is on Hulu. So check that out. And then Rutger Hauer, folks. And then hear us talk about it on Sunday. Speaking of technology, by the way, you'll be happy, boys, to learn that I did spring for YouTube Premium. So, mostly because you get a free month of it. they tricked me with the free month, and then they're gonna auto deduct me every month after that. But that's fine. It's good. It's for the best.
So you waited for the 2 months straight of Alex Scarlatos commercials on YouTube, and then pulled the trigger.
You, my guy, I have no excuse. You're not wrong. It was the worst couple of months of my life in terms of watching things. Purely the anti Alex Scarlatos ads were a plague, like an absolute plague. And by the way, don't like Alex Scarlatos, but the anti Scarlatos ads were fucking
almost.
Sounds like this guy's a big Scarlatos fan. I got to be honest.
I'm in favor of guys who protect people on trains. That's my thing.
Broglottos over here.
Which is why I like Hobo with a Shotgun. No spoilers. Yeah. Fuck it now. Yes, Booble.
Why don't you like Bullet Train then?
I know. Bullet Train.
Yeah, it's perfect. That's a theme, by the way. We're coming up with a theme. Let's see. Where should we start? Sports wise. Should we talk? I feel like this is just mostly going to be NFL playoffs.
There was a little bit of duck football news.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Do we want to start with the Ducks? Do
get
we
out of the way.
Do we want to start with Dylan Brooks against Shannon Sharp?
Oh, I'm so good.
Well, that was more like Steven Adams potentially versus Shannon Sharp.
Holy shit, he wanted no part of Steven Adams. None.
And he shouldn't. He shouldn't.
No one.
Shannon Sharp is yoked, but you're going against a 7 foot like Australian merman. Like you don't want. He is what Jason Momoa pretends to be. You do not. But the thing I didn't get is he walked up to him.
Yeah.
And we all know what happens when someone puts their hair up in a bun. We know it's coming.
Well, I mean, you do.
Spoiler. It's us.
Yeah.
It's the men. He took his ponytail out.
Oh, I think that's even scarier.
I think so too. I was like, I've never seen that before.
It's the haka stuff, bro. He was about to get in mid court, do the fucking dance, and then he's going to mess somebody up. Like Steven Adams is not like huge big. He's not like I lift weights a ton big. He's just
he's country strong.
He's still like 6'11", like 275.
He's
from
strong.
New Zealand, right? Not Australia.
I was gonna say New Zealand.
Correct. Yeah. I know someone would smugly correct me on that.
Which again, I bet scarier than being from Australia too.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Like WCP says, he did not want the smoke.
No one wants that smoke. And then, like I said, like just the taking out the ponytail just so, oh my God. Yeah. It's like one of those things where, like, if you're in a fight and you know you're at a disadvantage, you just do something fucking weird. Like, you whip out a fork and you're just like, from your like backpack in middle school, and they're like, well, shit, I don't want anything to do with fork guy. And he was just like, well, here we go. There it is. Let it rock. Scary. Terrifying.
You gotta go Charlie Day, man. You gotta go wild card or whatever it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta go wild card. Fuck. Nope. I mean, you do what Sharp did and focus on John Morant's dad.
Okay. What? John Morant's dad.
The same age,
seriously. T Morant. Go away.
What are you doing there? By the way, what are you, like, both of you guys, what are you doing there?
No, Shannon Sharp is, I mean, his job is a provocative. What he did was dumb. Like, he took that way too far. His job is provocateur. T Morant, you're in your mid-40s. Your kid's, like, 24 now. Stop going to every one of his games. Like, he's not the first NBA or whatever parent to do it. Like, Kevin Durant's mom famously went to all the games and had a couple of dust-ups like that. She, at a certain point,
well, she's the real MVP. So,
I mean, she's the real MVP.
Yeah.
It's just like, just stay home. Just stay home. What are you doing, man?
What family needs to stay the fuck away more? Him, the ball, you know, LeVar, all the balls, or the Mahomes crew?
Well, I don't think the ball or the Mahomes crew really does anything anymore.
Nope. They don't, nope.
I think they've got the message.
Did they? All right.
I mean, LeVar's not going to Charlotte. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's
who are you more afraid of? Morant's dad or Lala? Back when she used to go to Carmelo.
Oh, Lala.
Yeah.
Morant's dad weighs 110 pounds with all of his jean jackets on. Like,
right. But you talked about scary.
Lala would fuck some fans up, man.
Absolutely. I would.
If Steven Adams takes the tail of the pony.
If I had to do something to T Morant, like, cause it just came to that. If it came to that with Lala, nope, I'm conceding and I'm just running. I'm out. Yeah, I'm zigzagging. It's like a Jurassic World theory where the T-Rex can't track you if you keep zigzagging.
Serpentine pattern.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not. Shooter! I ain't messing with it. No way.
Shooter! Run away, dude. Yo, that's a good question, Ski. Like, what are you more afraid of, Lala or Steven Adams? Probably Steven Adams, but...
Oh. I was going to say, what's scarier, Steven Adams undoing the pony or Lala, like, taking out the weave or, like, fake hair? Like, taking out the hoop.
Yeah, you take out the hoop earrings.
Take out the hoop.
Hold my earrings. Nah, I'm running.
Yeah.
I'm running. Yeah. Oh, man. Booble says, what if it's Scott Pollard with a ponytail? Not as scary.
I don't know. Maybe. I did a lot of white drugs.
Maybe.
That man was bleaching his mustache in 2005.
What do we think of the Dylan Brooks look afterwards?
Oh, where he looked like the Big Show or every wrestler ever. I didn't quite So the undershirt tucked in. Okay, that's perfectly fine. But you know, going into the locker room, that you're going to be the star of the locker room. How do you not put on your overshirt over that? There's no way that was his actual look.
He's walking
going out to Nobu in Malibu that night, right? There's no way, right?
So, for people who haven't seen, it, it was jeans with the black. We can't call them wife beaters anymore, but I can't think of the other word for it. But that's what it was.
Spousal support.
Spousal support shirt. It was tucked into the jeans. No chain. Like, if that's the look, have a chain, right? Like, a gold rope. That's the look, right? He didn't have it. Be better is all I can say, Dylan Brooks. I don't care about, like, yelling at Shannon Sharp. Like, do that, whatever, who cares? But, like, be better in the locker room. Be better. You have showered and changed into your clothes for the evening. Be better. That's it, I guess.
Fair enough.
NFL playoffs. How are you?
Before we go on,
okay.
Bill Shonley passed away.
Oh yeah, big ups.
And none of us are. We're at the age. We're all at the age. We 100% know who Bill Shonley is. We know his voice. We've heard the bumper music on TV and radio. But none of us were. We probably recognize him as he was the TV guy. But it was they were on like UPN. It was the late 90s. It was a different. It's not like it is now where everyone knows who these guys are. But I will say, like, the bumper music, like when the Blazers came, when they come on Fox Sports Radio, whatever it is, and the trumpets hit, bow, bada, 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 Rip City, baby. Like, I'm not fully of the Bill Shonley generation at all. Like, I know who he is. Like, I just know who he is. But I'm still like, oh, man, he's got some great pipes on him. And like those horns, they've stuck with forever. It's really good. It's really good.
You don't get rid of gold, baby. No one's going to do better than that.
I think you're right, though. I mean, we can classify ourselves as old. Like
we're old, but we're still just
No, but we
young
we missed,
enough.
We missed him. Yeah,
we missed him. Like
we missed him. Yeah,
yeah.
But still. Acknowledge the significance that he was the play-by-play guy when the Blazers actually won a title and they were like becoming significant in terms of being a franchise. So
like I was reading and I kind of knew it before, but I was reading something after he died that I knew it was acrimonious, but I forgot how acrimonious it was. Man, when they pulled him from TV, like they were just like straight up like, nope, you're gone. It's like, no notice. Nope.
Right.
Leave. And that's what they did to Brian Wheeler. And, you know, it's what they do. Or not Brian Wheeler.
Barrett.
And Barrett.
Mike Rice.
Mike Rice. Yeah. Wheeler got, you know, because testicles are the size of pumpkins. He got some leeway. But yeah, it's just always weird. And then I heard an interview yesterday where Jerry Allen was talking about Shonley. And apparently in like the early 2000s, Jerry Allen had some sort of like a temporary like illness. And Bill Shonley called like two Oregon football games.
Really? Love to hear those.
Yeah, maybe it was late 90s, early 2000s. I forget exactly. Huh. But it was like 2 weeks where Jerry Allen couldn't do it. And yeah, Sean's filled in. How cool is that?
Very cool. Yeah. I'm curious, like how much of a legend was he while he was on the air? Because I feel like it's another one of those deals where a guy's on the air for a long time during a certain era, then he is no longer. And like as time goes on, he becomes the legend that he becomes. But like while it was actually happening, how big?
My guess would be, and some of these aren't probably fair comparisons. No, because Vin Scully and Chick Hearn, you know, they're L.A.
Well,
and Brooklyn.
Difference but, being is that they actually continued being the announcer for another 20
years. That's what I was going to say, is because
years, right?
they in their old age where there was the charm and, you know, you're now into a second, third, fourth generation. That's the difference between them. But I would say locally, Shonley was probably about the same as those guys. Nationally, no. But when you look at Bill Shonley, man, that guy was doing, I had no idea. I didn't know any of this stuff. He did like Seattle Totems games and like he did the Seattle Pilots there 1 year in MLB. He did like National Hockey League stuff on CBS. I didn't know any of this.
Take the gigs that are available because I guarantee you the Blazers weren't paying him enough to sustain a like a family. Well,
absolutely.
I don't think the Blazers weren't good enough because I assume he was there in 77 during the championship. Because you're saying those guys, if you kind of get well known nationally if the team is good for like an extended period of time, you know, winning maybe multiple championships. But they only had the one.
And I picture the NBA in that era as like the movie Semi-Pro. Where they don't
ABA almost
the league doesn't have any money. Like the fact that they're combining with another league altogether tells you they don't actually have any money and they're still trying to build themselves up. So, He was an era of the Blazers. So, you know, big ups. And not just him as an era. He was like the promotional face of the Blazers for the last like 40 years, I think we can say. Like anytime the Blazers needed a nice old man to represent them in the community, send out Shanley.
You ever hear those clips of him reading Christmas, like not lullabies, it's not the right word, but like Christmas stories?
Yeah, sure.
Have you ever heard those clips?
No, that's great though.
I guess he put out like an audio book in like the late 90s, early 2000s. I've heard a couple of them. I'm like, he's got such a good and arose such a clutter. I arose to my seat to see what was the matter.
I'm going to get on my LimeWire and download that.
Along with the glide came a Clyde.
Love it, man. Love it. All right. Are you ready to talk about your guy and how he's apparently the only athlete in the history of sports to play the same week he got a high ankle sprain?
Well, I mean, I do love the conspiracy theory that he faked an injury on Twitter. I mean, it's out there, but that's also a space where people say Damar Hamlin is dead.
Hamlin's actually dead. Yeah.
And so, I mean, yeah.
As we've established, Twitter is a cesspool of some of the worst human beings on the face of the earth who just love making shit up, and somehow it turns into a story.
Today I was reading stuff, you know, from, you know, a few like national NFL guys that were like, oh, and look, and Mahomes spun around during drills. I'm like, he's going 20%. He's
I saw them break down Mahomes leaving the podium, walking down like three stairs. Like,
oh, he put his left foot forward, not his right. Yep.
Oh, like, oh, he planted that right foot completely flat. He's 100% good to go.
Here's the thing. I feel like I've been pretty consistent where I say I don't think the Chiefs are a Super Bowl team this year, right?
If you have been in our Discord, you are on record as saying that the Bengals are going to win, and there's going to be an asterisk next to it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's an asterisk. Well. Yeah, I mean, there was going to be an asterisk either way. If the Bills had won last week and they played in Atlanta, like, asterisk. Now, Pat Mahomes is a high ankle sprain, asterisk. It is what it is.
We'll get to this, but the Bills have been fucking embarrassing themselves the last few years. We'll get to that. Mahomes, Chiefs first.
But, I don't know. I don't think they're going to win. Both my kids have basketball games that day. I'm only going to be able to watch maybe the first half of the first quarter to the end of the second quarter. And that's it. And I'm okay with it because I don't think they're a Super Bowl team this year. And their quarterback has a high ankle sprain. And I don't care how many times James Palmer at NFL.com shows me a picture of him walking during warmups in practice. He's not 100%. If he's 70%, it's lucky.
We've seen what a high ankle sprain is. Like, but Bo Nix showed us for like a month and a half what a high ankle sprain is.
And I would guess that Bo Nix was worse.
Sure.
Because like even the North Carolina game, like, yes, he like there was that long run from Bucky where he ran after him, but he wasn't running. He wasn't doing much. I would guess it's better than that, which. Hey, maybe that's a good omen for me, because the first game Bo came back, he didn't run. He didn't even move in the pocket. He caught and threw it. And they beat Utah, who beat their asses twice in a row in like 17 days last year. So,
you know, during
maybe
the game,
it's a good omen for me.
During the game, Romo gave a really good breakdown of like his experience with a high ankle sprain, like as a quarterback. Which, by the way, we use that phrase loosely when it comes to Romo, but
Tony. Yeah,
but he said like he got a high ankle sprain during a game, and during the game itself, you can sort of power through it. You're like, the swelling hasn't reached its maximum yet. You haven't actually settled down and let it get to its worst. And so you can sort of power through the rest of the game and you're okay. Like, so Mahomes kind of did that. Like, Henny led them. Yeah. He led them on a TD drive and then kind of barely came back through a TD himself, which, you know, was humongous, obviously. He's great. He's fucking Patrick Mahomes. But like later on, as the swelling goes up and you're trying to actually move around, you can't move around. Like you can't even walk on it with a high ankle sprain. So if he indeed is out there practicing, I feel like that is telling us it's like a really light one.
Well, and, yes. Well, I would agree. It's not super serious.
Right.
Yeah.
Was Bose his left or his right ankle?
Ooh.
Because that's the big problem.
I think it was his right. I think it was his right though as well.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm pretty sure it was his right.
That's that plant one. Like if it was Nix's left, he would be fine standing in a pocket and throwing off that right foot. But if you notice Mahomes, he was lifting that leg up to throw. Like he wasn't even planting on it to throw, which made me think that it's actually worse than just a mild.
And the shitty part for Mahomes too is so much of his game is running around doing insane arm angle throws.
Well, just getting out of the pocket some. Yeah, yeah. Not necessarily running, but so, just mobility in the pocket.
So being a statue like Nix was, it's, man, we'll see.
It's tough.
We'll see.
Yeah,
I mean, if the alternative is Henny, who is a statue as well.
Oh, no, please.
So
no.
you go Mahomes no matter what, but still, yeah. It's...
All right, but if Mahomes was 100%, or were you still Bengals winning?
Well, I've said this before, like going into a game, if Mahomes is healthy, why would I ever like be like, oh, they're going to totally lose.
Right.
They're definitely going to lose. But I would still, it sounds weird. It'd be about the same. We're like, it's kind of just a pick 'em because overall the Bengals are better than the Chiefs. I think Chiefs, I know this is going to be like the talk of the next 2 weeks. I think the Chiefs have the best quarterback. I think they have the best coach. Their offensive line is better than the Bengals, but the Bengals defense is much better than the Chiefs. I don't know, man. Like I just
better running back than the Chiefs, better wide receivers than the Chiefs.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I think Pacheco is better.
Better than
Mixon. I was actually surprised.
Pacheco looked real good this last 5 weeks or
I was
six
checking
weeks.
Out the Mixon versus Pacheco stats yesterday. I had no idea. Pacheco not only had more yards and more touchdowns, but on like way less carries.
Yeah, because he didn't play the first 7 weeks.
Yeah, it's just
there's a reason why Clyde's Edwards-Helaire like is healthy scratches.
No, he's a healthy scratch with the high ankles. It's been like 6 weeks.
No, but you brought up the Chiefs defense. Chiefs second in the NFL in sacks.
I know. Well, that's the funny thing is I saw a stat today that was the Chiefs were number three all time in quarterback touches this year.
Yeah.
Not hits, not sacks. It's all encompassing. Yeah. You touch a wrist, it's a touch. I was like, okay, analytics, let's rein this back just a little bit.
Super good but, at that I mean, one-hand but, touch game.
But with actual stat, Chiefs had 11 more sacks than your Niners this season, Braga.
But yeah. the hard thing is that Chris Jones, who had, I think, 16 and a half sacks this year, he's all-pro. Yeah. He's fucking phenomenal. He still doesn't have a postseason sack in his career. Mm-hmm. None. And in the fourth quarter against the Bengals last year, he missed two. Or it wasn't like he just overran Burrow. He grabbed Burrow and
lost him.
I don't know if it's – yeah, I don't know.
I think the line's where it's at. I think it is still a toss-up just because it's in Arrowhead. And personally, I need the Chiefs to win.
Same.
And I kind of lean that they do get it done at home.
Well,
I'm not sold on that Bengals. The Bengals offensive line – I'm just chalking it up to the Bills team was just in free fall coming into that game.
I do think the Bills just in general kind of ran out of some steam. Like, it's great. Hamlin did not pass away. That's fucking awesome.
But they still
But they still had that, like, 10-day stretch of that cloud. And then they had that first home game, the two returns. And then the Dolphins playoff game, they didn't look great.
No, they did not.
I think they just kind of ran out of
Well, they can't run the ball.
Like, well, they don't even try. That's my concern with the Chiefs, too, though.
You have to run the football.
Is last year against the Bengals at Arrowhead, we're talking like into the third quarter where they fucked up. It should have at worst been 24-3 at half, maybe 28-3, but now it's 21-10 in the third. And they're still averaging like 7 yards a carry on like 17 carries. And then they stop running.
Stop.
Yep. They just do not do. And that's my only Andy Reid flaw, I think. You can nitpick a million things for every coach, but he does not like the run. He'll throw it to Jerick McKinnon all day out of the backfield. But if Pacheco is going for 6, 5, 7, 6, at some point he's going to be like, you want to know what? For these next 14 plays, we're not giving it to him.
You know what it is, right? It's he only runs the ball when the plays are scripted. So he has like the first 15 plays are scripted. They got some runs in there, but once he gets free form, it's all Mahomes run around in circles and throw it. Throw it sidearm. That's it, man. By the way, like the Bills, like back to the Bills running the ball. Like the only time they do run the ball, it's like Singletary 4 or 5 times a game, and then the rest is
probably pushing 10, but
the rest is out.
Yeah, and that is a thing with the Bills is,
hey,
when the Bills
free cafe yum, fellas.
the Ducks got hot some free cafe yum.
Hot and jazzy.
Yum sauce.
Chickpeas.
We gotta go to a game and bring some yum sauce, and if they hit the number, we gotta spray.
Have a yum sauce cannon, you cowards. But that is the thing with the Bills. They abandon the run game, and it's all Josh Allen. And the Bills, this is lazy analysis. I'm not saying anything groundbreaking. The Bills, like, big punch, like, their first wave is probably the best in the NFL. But they have no counter. It's just, so Josh Allen throwing it 50 yards to Diggs and Davis isn't going to work. And his like little Josh Allen sweep runs. Well, shit. Okay. Well, we're just going to keep on trying.
That's easy. That's really easy. Like, if,
and before,
if,
you, and,
if you're running
and before game, we wrap up Chiefs talk, like on that note with the counter and stuff, the Chiefs are more equipped to have Patrick Mahomes be shitty this year than in years past, just because their receivers are patently average outside of Kelsey for sure. So they don't go for the home run ball. It's just a lot of short, boring. Oh my God. Sometimes I watch them and I'm like, is Kirk Ferentz their head coach this year?
It's get to the 20 and then find Kelsey for a touchdown.
Yeah. Or Jerick McKinnon.
Which is not.
If Jerick McKinnon had one more touchdown reception this year, it would have been the most ever by himself for a running back. Now he's tied with like Marshall Faulk. Bullshit.
Yeah.
That guy's a fraud.
Yeah, compiler.
Yeah.
He played Marshall Faulk. He played on turf. Get out of here. Greatest show on turf. Play in the grass.
Yeah.
Play in the mud.
Play in the mud. Grass, then pop off, loser.
Absolutely. Farshall.
By the way, Booble says the ad space behind you should be green, so people can like Photoshop it.
Oh.
also, Hulu has live sports. It'd be green. There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be great. By the way, get some green cardboard paper or whatever, and put that for next week.
Stay tuned.
Love it. Okay, so Niners going to play the Eagles. The Eagles are the best team in football. Like, they are. Are you? No?
No.
Okay, why
before Ski why not? Goes against the grain here, I read a stat today that out of the 22 starters for the Eagles, 18 of them are either in the Pro Bowl, All Pros, or Pro Bowl alternates, right? And it would be 20 out of 22, but there's some rule that when that voting goes in, you can't be on injury reserve. So Dallas Goedert couldn't be one of them, Goddard. Even though it was just a technicality. And Bradbury, I can't remember who the other guy. It was Goedert and someone. So it should have been 20 of 22 starters. The Eagles are either All Pros, Pro Bowlers, or Pro Bowler all. So Ski, make your case.
I'd love to hear it. Like how they're not the best team in the NFL by a lot. Maybe not by a lot, but they're the best team.
Have you looked at their outcomes this year? Have you looked at their whole schedule, their wins this year?
Have you, Alex? Look in the camera. Have you? Say it again.
Of course not.
I'll say it again.
Well, go take a gander at it and pick me out one team this year that they beat. And you're like, oh, that's a good team that they beat.
What? Hang on a sec. Time out. Not take a look. Yeah. Take a gander.
That's like a goose.
Take a gander.
You're throwing down that a gander. A gander.
A gander. Take a gander. Shit.
Broggy, you gotta take a gander. If he said take a look, you didn't have to do it. If he said a gander.
Well, Jesus.
You gotta take a gander.
I guess I gotta do it. Fuck me. All right.
Yeah, I want you to go.
Gandering.
You look at that. I will continue on here.
Yeah, you just.
I will admit.
How about you just like act like my phone's slow and tell me anyways?
Yes. I will say they led the NFL this year in sacks, and they led it against Kings, Chiefs. By 15 sacks. That's how big the gap was between one and two.
Yeah, East Coast time different.
And I will say, they got a very good offensive line.
Yep.
And they got a pretty good fucking secondary.
They had three guys with 11-plus sacks this year. This game.
Yes.
That's absurd. That's absurd.
But again, look at the teams they played. They're big wins. They beat Minnesota at home, and they beat the Cowboys at home. Those are their wins. Everyone else is against scrub teams. They beat my team by one. My team is terrible.
My team lost to your team.
Yes, they did. They did. I swear they played the Giants like five times this year somehow.
Yeah, they did.
Let's see. Who did they beat? Who did they beat who is good? Dallas they beat twice.
With Cooper Rush the first time.
True.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Jags. Jags playoff team, say what you will, but playoff team. Packers are not good.
Nope.
Yeah.
Week two, they beat the Vikings at home.
They lost to Dallas.
They did lose one to Dallas.
That was when Hurts was hurt, I think, though. Yeah, they lost. They lost to Dallas. They lost to the Saints, and then they beat the Giants to end the regular season. So.
Yeah, the Niners schedule wasn't that much more difficult?
Fucking schedule guy over here. You know who had a tough schedule this year? Those Indianapolis Colts. Jeez.
What's the S in Ski stand for?
Strength of schedule.
Okay. Strength of schedule. I just do not think the Eagles are that good.
I do.
I don't. I do not.
Okay. Well, who's better? So I'm looking.
It depends on McCaffrey.
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at the four teams left, and I think the two best teams right now might actually be the Bengals and the Eagles. Like just the way the Bengals are playing right now. Like I feel like we have a tendency just because Joe Burrow is goofy as shit, and they're the Bengals, just to sort of say the Bengals are the underdog. The Bengals are worse, like just automatically. But the Bengals are fucking good. Like, and they've got weapons. They've been fucking good. Yeah. So, and then the Eagles, now that Hurts is healthy, like with the defense they have, and Miles Sanders running the ball and 2,000 yard wide receivers. I'm just like, say what you will about who they've played, but they've won. And they've been very good, and they've all produced. So it's like you look at them on paper, and I have a hard time saying they're not the best team.
Who is more annoying, Joe Burrow or Nick Sirianni?
Oh, Sirianni's the worst.
Probably Sirianni.
Think so?
Like staring at the camera after you just called.
So bizarre.
It's like, man, that's weird.
Like his press conference when he first got hired was super bizarre. Like it was him and Adam Gase had the two worst ones ever. And then like week 14, they go to Indianapolis and like barely win. And he's like yelling at Colts fans, "That's where fucking Frank Reich revenge game." The fuck? Do Colts fans care about Nick Reich? They didn't think he should be fired, like, there's not some emotional attachment there, you freaking weirdo.
He's a dork, dude. Yeah.
But yeah.
Hey, speaking of that,
he scored a touchdown last weekend. He's just staring into the camera and he's following it. It's like, you didn't. It was a run from
play.
It was a run from the three. Like, calm down, dude. It wasn't that cool.
You see, Reich just got hired today, too.
He did.
The Panthers. Yeah.
Panthers.
But I will also say that, not to derail the whole, Nick Sirianni is definitely the biggest goober. But man, Joe Burrow, man, that is some white privilege he's got. They're like, this man is walking into a game wearing sunglasses? Oh my God. Joe Cool. You want to know what? We're going to give him Joe Flacco's nickname. Joe Cool! Joe Cool! If he was Jack Burrow, it would not be the same. But he's Joe Burrow. Well, so everyone's like, oh, yep. He's like the smoking camel and the Ravens quarterback. Joe Cool. Look at him. Well, it's cold. What, you want to know what he's wearing? A jacket. Burrow. Oh, how exciting.
Well, Flacco didn't get Joe Cool because he's actually, like, cool.
Because he won a Super Bowl. Have you won a Super Bowl? Joe Burrow. No, you haven't.
Wait, Ski, did you just say Joe Cool came from Joe Flacco?
Don't
ruin
Cool,
the
right?
joke, Niners fan. Like,
we're doing
a bit here. We're doing a bit. He's a smoking camel or a Ravens quarterback is Joe Cool. Yeah. Or I think Snoopy was also a Joe Cool on shirts in like 1988. I think Snoopy was.
Yeah,
Snoopy too. Yeah,
Snoopy smoking heaters on top.
That was his cousin, though. I think, or his brother, right? The guy with the knapsack, the hobo knapsack.
Yes, right.
I thought it was the evil mustache one guy, wasn't it?
Well, I think that was his cousin or something, right?
Yeah, that's
he's from like Yuma.
Yeah, that's the Nazi one.
Not a Nazi.
Yeah, he just you know wears the clothes and flies in the plane. That's exactly like a Nazi plane. Yeah, okay.
But I know I'm totally
Charles Schultz.
I'm stealing your Niners talk, and we'll get away from what I'm doing right for this. But I love how they're like, oh, Joe Burrow, he's so cool in the playoffs. Like, oh my gosh, have you ever seen anyone cooler? And they're like, how many touchdown passes does he have in the fourth quarter in the playoffs? I'm like, oh, zero. Oh, okay. Burrow, he's so cool. Get out of here, Joe Burrow. God, there's nothing. A white guy from Ohio, of course, the NFL media loves that guy. Good God.
Speaking of zero touchdown passes, as I transition to the 49ers, that was a rough offensive game. But there's
Cowboys defense is good.
There's an argument to be made. It was a really good defensive game too. Cowboys defense is good.
It is good. The Cowboys are dumb.
Legitimately good. Like Lawrence and
super talented.
Lawrence and Parsons rushing the passer. Like they're legitimately good. And so, you know, a lot of that game was boring. I think the MVP for the 49ers was Robbie Gould. There's a definite argument to be made. 4 for 4 on field goals, made a tackle on a kick return that would have, quote unquote tackle, on a kick return that definitely would have been a touchdown. Like he literally brought the guy down with his back. I don't know if, like,
he made contact. That's a tackle.
The kick returner needs to just get fired from his job for getting tackled by Robbie Gould's back. But, you know, whatever, I'll take it. Obviously I think the takeaways from that game, not so much what the 49ers did, but the fact that Dak is awful and the final play of the game.
Oh, that final play was fantastic.
There were three times this week where I randomly had a laughing fit thinking about the last play Dallas ran. Because not only was it like 2 years in a row that they ran the dumbest fucking play ever to end a game against the 49ers in the playoffs, but like it's up there in terms of worst NFL play ever. I think like your Colts fake against the Patriots is up there. Like,
there was a fake.
Yeah, so it's kind of those two now. Because, I mean, just lining up Zeke at center and then Azeez Al-Shaair just deciding to truck him as soon as he snapped it is mwah.
Well, take him out of the play.
I'm not done yet. Throwing the ball to the wide receiver and then nobody blocking and Jimmy Ward just like trucking him as soon as he caught the ball. And by the way, Fred Warner also right there. Like I'm curious what I want to hear like what the rationale for the play was. Like what's actually,
you want to see the whiteboard of it? Like, yeah. Here's what'll happen.
What's supposed to happen? Like, so I'm just imagining here. Cause like they had the receiver out to the left. They had a lineman or two out there with another receiver too. And then Zeke's the center. So was the idea that Zeke is supposed to eventually get the ball on like a lateral or something? Because
I'm assuming they're trying to set up a wall of some kind and throw it back off field where all the other guys are.
If that's the plan,
that's my explanation.
Zeke is the slowest guy in the field. You should do, maybe that's why he was center, by the way. You do absolutely everything you can to get the ball out of Zeke's hand on the final play. Because he's by far the slowest player for Dallas.
It's probably supposed to be Tony Pollard, except for his leg got broke.
Yep.
Kind of hurt. That play, but,
also key in that game was
or did game. It? Hmm.
Or did it?
We didn't see the bone actually stick out of his leg. Is it broken?
He went into. What are they trying to hide from us? We can't see anything in that blue
vaccine
tent.
Injury, perhaps.
I think that's why they put that big black thing around his leg. Not because it's actually broken. It's because they're hiding it from us. They don't want us to see the leg.
And what are they hiding? Fauci, perhaps?
I think perhaps the truth is on Hunter Biden's laptop.
Benghazi, anyone?
Can I touch on the Hamlin thing real quick?
I don't know.
So, the people saying that he's dead, who is pulling the strings on this? I never read an actual explanation. Like, who is doing
the NFL.
So Raj is the one pulling the strings.
Yeah, because they got money from Pfizer in the 2020
Ooh,
season.
I love that.
All adding up now.
That's why his mom looked sad in the hospital picture, because she knew her was dead.
And so, like, when they showed, I mean, obviously, it was a blizzard. The camera didn't get a good angle of him in the box, and so that could be anybody.
Open your third eye.
We have an actor, man. It's like faking the moon landing. You know, there's an actor in the booth.
Conspiracy theorists are so wild to me now. Like now, so like there was a certain point in time. I don't know. Kennedy assassination, the moon landing, is that about the time where you probably could pull off a conspiracy, right?
Yeah, that's when it.
But the people that I go 9/11, yeah, it was holograms. Okay, well then where did those thousands of people disappear to, and all of the people in their family that is keeping quiet? That's
they got paid off, man. Paid off.
Yeah. Damar Hamlin is dead because the NFL and no one on the Bills knows. Cole Beasley, very famous anti-vaccine guy, isn't out here spilling the beans. Okay. It's just
maybe that's why the Bills played so terrible.
Too much, man. It's too much.
Well, it's the lizard people running things.
Well, and so, the water has turned the frogs gay.
Yeah, man.
Like my thing on conspiracies is like even the Idaho murders. From November. Where was that Brian Koberger guy, the Wazoo teacher's aide? He drove from Pullman to Moscow and then back to Pullman, right? Which is like 10 miles apart, but is in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Right.
And there were like 18 to 20 camera you know, or a light post cameras that caught his every fucking move, just because we're never alone anymore. Conspiracies cannot happen. Like, get out of here. Alexa would snitch on Roger Goodell right now if it was happening. I'm sorry. If from Moscow to Pullman, we can catch a murderer. Yeah, Damar Hamlin dying on a field in front of a full fucking American audience. It's not happening. It's not happening. Why are we so nope. why are we like this?
Booble asked in the chat, like, if people are saying that Damar Hamlin is a crisis actor. It's like, no, people are saying that he is, just to clarify, people are saying that he is actually dead.
Dead. And he died on the field.
And the NFL is faking that he's not.
Faking
dead. It. Yes. Yeah. Which is why? For like PR? Or I guess?
Because they have inspired change in the back of the end.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
They have. So, you know, Devin Singletary has a little sticker on his helmet that says "Stop being racist." Like, right. Oh, they're so what a terrible match!
I'll say, like, the only conspiracy theory that's absolutely true is that Stevie Wonder can see. But
oh yeah, he absolutely.
Besides can see. That, like,
well, I thought it was Marilyn Manson could suck his own dick.
Whoa!
That's been like four or five different people. I'm pretty sure that one specifically.
Yeah.
Also, birds aren't real.
Well, show me
one bird. The Eagles, the other than the Eagles logo, show me a real bird. Yeah, it's all cartoon characters. Uh huh. It's a conspiracy to make us believe that birds are real. It's bullshit, and the NFL's in on it. Fucking Goodell again, man. The Cardinals, get out of here with that. It's bullshit. By the way, Kyle Shanahan above 500 for his career now.
Hey!
He did it!
The genius is finally over.
He did it!
The nepotism baby has reached 500 in year 7. Way to go, Kyle!
He's been in the NFC Championship game 3 of the last 4 years, and he's barely above 500 for his career.
I'm pretty fit because I need the Niners to win.
Me too.
But now there's no way he's going to win. He's going to go right back down to 500.
Oh, please.
He's going to have that one.
Fuck it. Fuck.
That one grace. I'm finally over, baby. I'm finally over. And
it's the, Kyle Shanahan always going to like 500. I don't know how we're going to work it, but we got to call it like the Green Law of averages. Isn't that the 49ers linebacker?
The Green Law of averages. Law. Yes. Yes. By the way, Dre Greenlaw, catch a football, my guy. I'll say though, if he didn't catch the easiest, most perfect pass to him and take it for a touchdown, then we don't have the last play that Dallas ran. So
that is true.
I'm almost okay with it. Still, man, catch a football, dude. Oh, speaking of which, D'Amador Lenore interceptions in two straight games. So. Yeah. You know, I was very vocal about him being a pile of shit for most of this season, which, to be fair, he has been. But man,
pile of shit, Lenore.
He has picked
Lamore.
It. He
no
has
more.
Picked it
no
up
more.
Exactly no when more. They need him to pick it up. Because he's playing better than Charvarius Ward right now. Like, Ward's been going against, like, DK Metcalf and, you know, CeeDee Lamb and stuff like that. But
he's going to have A.J. Brown this week.
Or Smith, like...
AJ
Brown.
You said it very much like the SNL, like the Californian skit. You were like, Brown. They're gonna have to go get AJ Brown.
Oh my god,
Brown. AJ Brown. Well, is he gonna be fucking AJ Brown from now on?
Are we talking about AJ Feely, Eagles legend? Is that who we're talking about?
He is.
Speaking of no that. One's ever talking about AJ Feely.
Dolphins legend started on Monday night once against the Pats.
There you go.
In an orange jersey. I remember it. 2005. Look it up.
Is Oregon winning? I don't have it on.
Oh, game over. Game over.
They won. They beat Colorado.
Why didn't you go to the game, Ski?
Yeah, weren't you there?
I quit on this team.
Fake fan.
I'm done with this team.
No, I do love Altman's quotes the last week about Khalil Ware, who, I was so wrong on Khalil Ware. Like I said, I was more excited about Khalil Ware than any freshman.
You sure were?
Ever at Oregon. And he was just like, yep, he doesn't play hard. He doesn't want to be here. He does not try on defense. And when he does not try on defense at his size, why would I play him? I'm reading this stuff this morning. I'm like, oh my God, where has this coach been for 12 years?
Yeah. Right.
He's wow, this guy hates his players now. It's either a good thing or a really bad thing.
He's absolutely not wrong, by the way. That kid is not a tryhard.
Oh, and it's so funny because like when they were playing like the PK 81 or whatever the fuck they're calling it, his stats were really good. But then you look at all the games except they beat like the worst Villanova team ever. You're like, well, is 18-7 really that impressive when they lost by 20?
I don't know. How about Biddle had 11-13 tonight because Dante was out.
Did you guys see any of the crowd shots 5 minutes before the game?
I saw a shot of Chauncey Billups on sitting on the court.
Really? Chauncey came?
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit.
Well, he's got to support his buffs, man.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. It's a good point. Yeah, there was no one there at the game.
No. Yeah, I was not there.
Yeah, Ski leading the way out of Matthew Knight Arena.
Oh, I'll lead the charge to end this, to have this season just come to an end. That loss to Stanford just solidified.
Oh, it was so brutal. It was so brutal.
You said it last week too. It's like they were in position to potentially make the run here.
Yeah, easy 5-game winning streak. Easy.
Yes.
And I think they scored like 2 points in 10 minutes in the second half.
Classic.
Like it was like 38-34 Stanford, and then all of a sudden it was 36-50, and there's 9 minutes left. You're like, what the fuck?
And are there still Will Richardson apologists out there after these last?
No, I think that's finally died.
All right,
because
there were some hang-ons there that were like, still keeping like, oh, just he'll get going.
I wasn't able to watch the first half of the Stanford game, but I was home in time to watch the second half. And in that time where Stanford goes on like the most methodical 12-minute 16-2 run ever, which is, God, that's peak gross college basketball.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It felt electric, but they scored 16 points in like 14 minutes, which is, God.
Boy, is there a more Stanford statement ever?
I know. Made? Like, but there was a point where Will Richardson comes up, passes it, gets it right back, passes up a three that's open, but okay. And he dribbles around, passes it back, gets it right back. And you're like, that's good basketball. Passes up an open three, dribbles to the free throw line, throws a bounce pass to 7-foot Nafali Dante with two bigs guarding him. What, like, just, Will, it's your senior year of basketball. Like, I don't want to be the guy that's like, oh, I could have made that. I couldn't have made that pass. Like, but you want to know what I wouldn't have done? Make that pass because it's a stupid pass. Just shoot a floating jumper. Like, God, do anything. Because as soon as he threw, you're like, well, that has no chance. There's no.
It's that stick figure meme with a stick. It just do something.
Do something.
Do something. Don't just hold the ball and dribble. I almost want him to just take 15 shots. Go 3 of 15. Just do it.
Yeah.
8 points tonight on 8 shots.
I would.
That Stanford game, he had 5 points on 9 shots.
Yeah.
Just chuck.
Why are you not chucking? Are you afraid you're going to piss off Dana? Like, how many games do you have left with Dana? You think he's going to bench you? You're Will Richardson, man. Like, just shoot it. By the way, while you're looking that up, Ski, Booble does ask a good question. Can you leave? He called it the Founders Club, but I think it's the Kilkenny Grotto. Are you actually allowed to leave the Kilkenny Grotto? That's the real question here. Once you go in there, can you lead an exodus from the Kilkenny Grotto? Oh. I would imagine there's some people who like won't allow you to leave without signing some forms.
I'm sure. Oh yeah. Yeah, there's some NDAs you need to sign.
As a poor, I've only been to the MacArthur Club. And let me tell you, they definitely let you leave that area.
Yeah.
Room temperature popcorn and flat Pepsi products. They definitely let you leave. No questions asked.
the wooden beams that block your visibility there are not the only wood you have to contend with.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
MacArthur Suites.
Easy, easy.
Oh, that place was amazing. Can you believe that people like led petitions and fought like legal battles to try to keep MacArthur Court as the place where Oregon played basketball? God, that place, like history, fantastic, great. But man, that place was a dump, dude.
Oh, it was a dump. It was totally time.
It was a tinder box.
But I still enjoy going to those games more than Matthew Knight Arena.
Remember the trough you have to piss in?
Love pulling out the trunk to go piss, to go sword fight with my Duck fans. Did that guy drink Mountain Dew?
Was it a dry trough or did they throw ice in that bitch?
Oh, it was dry. It was dry. Yeah, it was before the ice technology. I'm telling you, it was just a dry trough. Now they would throw ice in there.
Well, yeah, because you get some melt off there to get rid of that urine smell a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun pissing on ice. It's a double win.
That's true. melting ice is a good time. All right, anything else we got before we hit a keeper kick? I mean, Dame scored 60.
Yeah, whatever. The Blazers
is that
stink.
Worth mentioning?
Great game. It was efficient. Yeah. I was watching a movie.
Yeah. I didn't watch it either.
I was like, oh, shit, he scored 60. Damn. And I watched this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, the movie. Ah. It might have been the movie we're going to talk about on Sunday.
Pedestrian with a pop gun?
Yeah, man, that movie title is offensive. We'll get into that. Yeah, I mean, 60 points on 29 shots is impressive, but, you know, Blazers still aren't good, so.
They're very bad.
Yep.
Nope. And that will lead into something. Ducks got a safety and a new coach?
Yeah.
Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, the safety from Ole Miss, who's apparently a highly rated, again, a highly rated transfer, whatever the fuck that means. I don't know how we're.
But I think he was second on the team in tackles at least. So he had stuff on paper that not made up rankings.
Slots in to replace Bennett Williams. Then is that what we're saying? Probably.
Got to assume slots into play. Yeah,
makes sense. Okay, we'll see. I'm very curious who is. Like, who starts in the spring game? You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be so different. So, like, people are going to go there to see, you know, Bucky and Bo Nix, but everything else is going to be very
different. I'm going to see that fucking 17 DNs out there.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Everybody on defense is a defensive end.
Yes.
He's a stand-up defensive end. It's okay. He plays corner.
I think they're just gonna play. What was that? Like the amoeba defense. They're just gonna have seven DNs all lined up on the line of scrimmage, standing. You don't know who is gonna come or go.
Yeah, what's that called? It's like the zero defense or something like that, where nobody's down.
The amoeba defense.
Is it the amoeba? Okay. If it's not, I think we should call it that for sure.
I'm pretty sure.
Magic Mike's Last Dance. I just saw the commercial for that. Selma Hayek in that. Good for Selma Hayek, man. Okay, keeper kick. Oh, by the way, we could probably talk for like a half an hour about Scott Rolen. Do we want to?
Listen, Scott Rolen will lead into like 20 other guys.
Harold Baines is in the Hall of Fame. The MLB Hall of Fame is it's worthless now.
It's the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Very Good now. Yeah, officially. Yep.
Scott Rolen, like I didn't when there I saw it, Scott Rolen made the Hall of Fame. I was like, yeah. And then I saw his stats. I'm like, he had 280 and had 311 home runs.
Yeah.
And you played for the Gray Jays. Like, I don't remember.
Oh, he was on the Gray Jays, wasn't he?
Yes, he played in the Gray Jays era. Yeah. I saw those highlights. The Gray Jays congratulated him, and I was like, wait a minute, Scott Rolen was a Gray Jay?
I still got my Gray Jay hat somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure you
love
do.
Love the Gray Jays.
Bust it out on your favorite holidays.
Oh, nice.
I like that.
Well done.
It's very well done. By the way, we already have WCP and Booble saying kick rolling. So is that our first official keeper kick of this week?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Let's go with that. Right. That's a kick.
Okay. All right. Roll
actually,
into
might
it.
Be more kick. Might be more kick the voters.
That's the thing, man. Like the MLB Hall of Fame voters have established themselves as not giving a fuck, and they love their vote more than they love baseball, and they love actually voting for the best players who should be in the Hall of Fame. Like that, like nobody loves themselves and their opinion more than a fucking MLB Hall of Famer voter. It's like they're a joke. Period.
Yeah.
Keeper
All
kick.
Right. Keeper kick. First one. Talking about Dame 60. Keeper kick Chauncey as the head coach. Does he matter? Is he a problem?
That's the thing, man. It's like kick because he probably shouldn't have been kept in the first place.
Yeah.
Non
off the court stuff. Just as an actual NBA coach.
I mean, cheap, because it doesn't matter until Paul Allen's sister sells. Who cares?
Yeah, that's sort of my opinion too. Like
worst owner in sports. She doesn't care. She doesn't want it. Has to sell it because she contractually has to sell it. Who cares?
This is me walking back your worst owner in sports because I root for the worst owner in sports. But
no, she's the worst.
That'd be the Oakland Athletics. Thank you very much. But
I'm going to say kick just because if it's meaningless, you could bring in someone that is like cool at least. Why not?
Like who? I'm curious.
I don't know. Anyone. Bring in literally like, anyone. That's...
Like hire Drake to be the Blazers head coach.
Ed Reed. He needs a job now.
Yeah, I've heard.
Hire Ed Reed.
Ed Reed is available.
Okay. Not to derail keeper kick, but my God, Ed Reed, what are you doing? Like, you weren't qualified to get a head coaching job, and then you did that? All right.
I didn't see why it got turned down.
Well, because he was going on, like, Instagram Live all the time. And you see this bullshit? Bethune-Cookman can't do this. They're fucking this bullshit. They're not doing this for me. There's trash here. Bethune-Cookman is bullshit. About the fifth time
like throwing,
he did it.
Throwing the university under, like...
Like, the fifth time he did it, they were like, yeah, we're not finalizing the contract.
Why would they? It's crazy.
But, I mean, yeah. And I hate to say it, because, like, at least with Dion, you can... He wants to be a coach. Like, I don't, if he's good or bad, I don't know. But he's in it for himself, but he likes coaching. Ed Reed, like, turned down Miami Hurricanes, like, coaching jobs. Like, very off-hands coaching jobs. Just to be, like, the off-field ambassador. Like, multiple years in a row. It's like, okay, well, I don't think he actually wanted to be a coach. Like,
no.
That's a hard, it's a well-paying job if you get the right one. But
that's a grind, though.
Bethune-Cookman, it's not. But, yeah, that's a grind. That's a terrible.
All right. Next one. Keeper kick. How should I word this? So, did you guys see the Loyola Duquesne basketball game? What happened at? I think it was yesterday.
I'm gonna need a background
kick,
on this.
Kick. It's
some student walked on the court with like a Grubhub thing, like during live play.
Yes, it was.
Is it? All right, so my keeper kick them being lenient to these fucking jackass kids doing shit for social media purposes.
Because
they just like escorted him back to his seat.
Yeah.
Yes. And they found out today that it was all a big stunt.
Yeah. It's all this shit's always a stunt. They got to start bringing a hammer down on this bullshit, right?
Yeah. Kick them being lenient because the fact that it was like during. So I do know what you're talking about. The fact that it was like during the actual game is okay. One, you're banned from the arena like forever. You can't do that. You have that's the line, by the way. Like interrupting an actual live game with some bullshit is the line. It's like if you do that, you can't come in the building anymore. Yeah.
At least drunken NFL fans wait for a break in the action to run on the field.
Yeah.
And those guys spent a night in jail at least. So, yeah. Fuck them kids. That's what I'm saying.
Fuck them kids.
All right. Keeper Kick, the new Bond remaster that came out today.
Keep.
Video game?
Came out, yeah. They made a remaster of Bond for the Switch and Xbox.
Oh, baby. I'm going to look this up right now. My initial reaction is like all the way keep. So what's like, give me some details. Like, is it
like, they're keep all the characters are all blocky still. And
okay. I like that.
It sounds like it's pretty much the same game. Just
it's Xbox like and nicer. Switch, right? Is that,
I believe so. Yes.
Wow. That looks but great.
For our generation, I mean, this is, you know, this is like touching the cross here. You're messing with,
it's a seminal moment. You know,
you're messing with the game we probably spent the most hours of our life playing.
I mean, it's not quite Quarterback Club 97 with Brett Favre.
There's no probably about it, Ski. It's like it's this game and NFL Blitz.
I mean, it's not MLB All-Stars 99 with Todd Helton.
No, it's not.
WCP has a very good point in the chat. Perfect Dark was a better game. And more fun because it had the same multiplayer shit that GoldenEye had, but it had the laptop gun, and the laptop gun was a fucking game changer. Throw the laptop gun up on a wall and just let it fucking do its work, and then you're camping out with your rocket launcher while the machine gun is taking out laptop gun's taking out fools. I agree.
They didn't have proximity mines.
Yeah, no proxy mines.
No PMs.
Think of the greatest game mode you can play. When everyone knows all the spawns. It's so
fun. Yep.
You can have seven straight deaths where you just instantly blow up before you even get it.
Such bullshit.
The amount of times you run through the levels dropping proxy mines exactly where people are about to spawn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Booble does not agree with me, by the way. GoldenEye is the GOAT. Get the fuck out with Perfect Dark.
I'm with Booble. Yeah. So am I.
Yep. So by the way, like, played way more GoldenEye than Perfect Dark. But I would argue multiplayer is more fun for Perfect Dark.
To each one of that. All right. I got one for each of you, essentially. Keeper Kick. We'll start with you. The Niners playing the Chiefs. Do you want the Niners to play the Chiefs or the Bengals if they win?
Chiefs. A stationary quarterback? Are you kidding me? Like, I mean, I know like Burrow's not exactly an athletic specimen in terms of running the ball, but I'm saying like if you got a guy sitting in the pocket unable to move, like I want that with the Niners defense.
All right. And then King, for you, do you want to play the Niners or the Eagles if they have the chance?
Ooh,
Purdy or Hurts?
I will say the Niners because, you know, Pat Mahomes 3-0 against the 49ers. I think they call it Peavey Stadium. I think that's what they're calling it.
Yeah,
it's just what I'm hearing.
If you're basing that on what happened earlier in the season, very much you want the Niners. That was a thorough ass whooping.
All right, fair enough.
Just for a quarter, though.
You know, I'll say that.
What gets lost in that game is it was very close in the third quarter. And it was just like, hey, they forgot that Mecole Hardman can run straight once a game very fast.
You know the funny thing?
Merkel.
I just remembered that, like, the last time the Niners actually won a Super Bowl, they had a big loss to the Chiefs in the regular season, and that turned their season around. So, like, I remember, like, there's a story, like, Steve Young got the team together and it's like, this is bullshit. We can't lose to a bullshit team like the Chiefs and expect to do anything. And then they pulled it together and actually.
Is that when, like, Joe Montana beat him? No. That was different.
Yeah. But Joe Montana.
Well, the Chiefs have that. They lost to the Colts.
That's true. That's true. That's why the NFL season is so fucking crazy.
In seriousness, I think I'd rather them be the Eagles. Just because if Hurts is off, the Eagles winning is more difficult. But the Niners don't need Purdy.
Niners can at least run the ball.
They don't need him to be on. So honestly, I would rather them play the Eagles. Even though, like we said a half an hour ago, the Eagles are the best roster in the NFL. But if Hurts can be just a little off, I like their chance. Where Purdy could win the Super Bowl against the Chiefs by throwing 13 of 24, one touchdown and 160 yards. So Hurts can't do that.
You know, that is the thing that I feel good about going into this weekend, is that the Eagles are not good against the run. They're like 23rd or something in the NFL against the run. So. And that's
except for
all.
Both your running backs sitting out, though, is
yeah, yeah. I'm not worried about that whatsoever. Like McCaffrey was, he had like the calf thing going on during the game last week, and so that's the reason he didn't practice today, is because of his calf. Like he's playing.
He said he's playing.
Yeah,
Mitchell's
playing. I'm not worried about it. Yeah.
They asked McCaffrey today, what are the chances of you missing this game? And he was like, fucking zero.
Yeah. After the career I had in fucking Carolina, finally joining a team that's good, like I'm not missing the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Is essentially what he said. You got any more?
No, that's it.
All right, let's do our list. What's our list? This is your list, King, and it's a great
game. Our list. So, Sunday is Championship Sunday in America. Four teams, two winners, two losers, four cities thriving, pulsating, working to get to the big game. We cannot call it what it's called because we could get sued unless the NFL wants to fill in some space
here.
And then we could call it. But we got to call it the big game or the superb owl.
Yes.
So this week's list, your top three superb owls.
Such a good list.
Perfect.
Perfect list. You want to start it off?
I'll go. My number three superb owl is the spotted owl. Big shouts to Bob Packwood, 1993. Spotted owl, Bob Packwood.
Bob Packwood is a name. Now, there's a name I haven't heard in a long, long time. By the way, listener, Google Bob Packwood. There's no fucking way you remember who that is. I had an honorable mention of Eddie Jones. Like, I was going to have Eddie Jones on my list, but then I realized he never actually won an NBA title, even though he was on the Heat, he was on the Lakers, like somehow never won an NBA title, Eddie Jones.
He's like Wes Welker.
Yeah.
Who played 7 years with Tom Brady, 7 years with Peyton Manning and never won a Super Bowl.
It's fucking insane.
I don't know how, but yeah, he didn't.
He was there during the bad years.
He was there during the years they would lose them.
Yeah, they would lose, exactly. Yeah. But my actual number three is Mr. Owl, who, as you'll remember, loves himself a Tootsie Pop.
Tootsie Pop.
Yep.
I got Mr. Owl as well.
One, two, three.
Three.
Three. Choose that motherfucker. Crazy. Got the strongest teeth of any owl in history. Owls, I don't think owls have teeth.
They have beaks.
Yeah. Be a really fucked up thing to see is an owl with some actual teeth. Kill it with fire.
Oh yeah, definitely. All right, yeah, I'm the same. I had Mr. Owl as well, so I'll just slot him in there.
Nice.
My number two owl, Big Mama from The Fox and the Hound.
Fox and the Hound. How many times have you actually seen Fox and the Hound? Because I would say
like 7 or 8 times.
I think I've only seen it like once, man.
I mean, it's an older one, so I could totally see that. Yeah.
How problematic is it now?
There's a guy named Todd. If you know guys named Todd, they're all in D.C. on January 6th. So
yeah, Todd's a little problem.
Yeah, Todd's a little problem. But other than that, for a Disney flick, it comes out pretty well.
Todd's have goatees and wear Oakleys. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying.
And a lot of freckles. And they're always friends with someone named Garrett.
Yeah.
Garrett.
Garrett, who definitely wears jorts.
Their garage is a free-roaming ferret farm.
Yep. All right, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yeah. My number two is Archimedes from the Sword in the Stone. Go watch Sword in the Stone if you haven't seen it in a while. That's like a quality Disney flick in like that weird era of somewhat weird Disney flicks. I used to love Sword in the Stone when I was a kid.
I think it's a good movie.
A lot of people don't like it for some reason.
Really?
But yeah, I love it. I love it, man. It's great.
All right.
Speaking of Disney, did you see the Disney World shut down Splash Mountain for good this week?
That's why I brought up if it was problematic or not.
Fuck how do you do? Here we go. Down in the morning. Yeah, it is problematic, but that ride bangs.
There's a lot of Disney shit that's problematic, especially at the theme park. Sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. My number two owl is Chris Boswell. Go Rice Owls.
Chris Boswell. Wow. Who's Chris Boswell?
It was hard to find a rice
owl.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's Chris Boswell again? It was hard to
find. Kicker.
Is he like a punter?
I think he kicks extra. I think he's a place kicker as well.
Okay.
I think he's a place kicker.
You think?
Pretty sure, yeah. He was a Steelers kicker, right? Chris Boswell.
It sounds right. By the way, WCP adding his list here. Number three is the owl from Winnie the Pooh. His number two.
Oh bother!
His number two is the same as mine. So Archimedes from Sword in the Stone. So nothing from Booble. Booble not participating.
My number one owl, Temple Guard legend, Pepe Sanchez.
Pepe Sanchez. You have to be on all lists if your name is Pepe Sanchez. He's also
2-time Robert V. Greasy Trophy winner.
Ooh, 2-time.
99 and 2000.
Big ups.
Yeah.
1-time. 2-time. WCP's number one is Bubbo from Clash of the Titans. I don't know what that is.
Vaguely familiar.
I don't know what that is.
No idea.
All right, what's your one?
My number one owl is Victor E. Owl. That is the Hooters owl.
Victor E. Owl.
Yeah, I did not know his name was Victor E. Owl.
That's great. I'm so glad they named him. I guess you have to, right? Wait, King, did you give your one?
Yeah, Pepe Sanchez.
Oh, okay. Pepe Sanchez, baby.
I didn't give mine.
Now I'm just hearing John Gruden. Hooter commercials.
Uh-huh. My number one is Woodsy Owl.
Good pick, man. It's
yeah.
Good pick.
So give a hoot. Don't pollute. Yeah. I mean, what's a better message to send everybody in the world than what Woodsy Owl is doing?
I like Woodsy's hat.
Yep.
Victor the Owl says, come eat some chicken wings and look at tits. Pretty good message.
Well, not now. I don't know if
you've been reading up on Hooters lately.
I've not been reading up. I've not kept track of my Hooters newsletter about what's happening with the company.
Your email newsletter from Hooters.
Yeah,
they're shuttering stores because Generation Z or whatever doesn't like what they have prominently on display.
They don't like they don't like big cans?
Nope. Gen Z does not like those.
No. Not a fan. Yeah. They're anti-can, Gen Z. Yeah.
Well, they could get the fuck out of here then.
Yeah. You know, look at Booble. I agree with you. Toxic masculinity from Ski.
I know it is a little disconcerting.
I didn't see it coming. Yeah, I'm just saying. We here at the Sports Brewery Podcast do not like Ski's Ski's views do not represent those.
All right, hey. Ski, yeah. Do a Hooters read.
There's some ad space right behind you, right there, King, where Hooters could jump right in.
Listen, right do a Hooters read in your best John Gruden.
I don't got a Gruden or a Hooters ad read.
You got a Dickie V voice for his Hooters ads?
No, it's got the kind of basic. I mean, what was the Hooters first?
He's a TIT player, baby.
A TIT player.
I was gonna do something like that. I chose not to. I'm glad you did.
Did I miss the bus on the John Gruden Hooters commercials?
Oh yeah, he was before the Raiders job when he was on ESPN. Yeah, he was big on like little wings, man. I just love me some wings. Hooters. Wings.
Matt Carney Hooters jingle. Do we need one of those?
I
don't know about you guys, but I've always liked it. Maybe that's just me. He went to South Eugene. This podcast is going south, Eugene.
Oh, yeah.
just, I think it might be time to walk away slowly into that good night.
Just walk into Fernridge.
Yeah.
In post.
All of us.
Yeah.
End this podcast with the John Gruden Hooters commercial.
Like, I don't know, ma'am. I don't know, ma'am. I just love the tips. Wings. Hooters.
Did he seriously say tips?
I don't know. But I just remember, he was a big Hooters guy.
That'd be an amazing decision. Oh, like his Joey Freshwater days, right?
Love owls, man. Love owls.
Yeah, love owls. All right, thank you Come for on. Watching and listening, everybody. twitch.tv/abrog87, the sports brewery on all of your podcast listening things.
Hi, man. Also, T and Twitch stands for? Wingtips.
Wingtips.
Is this
goodbye? What ski? What? What?
Does this show it? All I see is there's a video of a Hooters John Gruden training video, and it's
five girls
in the. I'm gonna have to watch this in the break here.
I was gonna say, did they get Gruden to do their training videos for like their waitresses and stuff?
Oh God, that would be.
Could you imagine?
Hey, man, just don't send the emails.
Here's Gruden's catchphrase from it. It just says, just go to Hooters. That's his catchphrase for it.
Great acting.
Yeah, man.
What else do you need to say? Yeah. Speaking of which, the podcast is over. Goodbye.